Iowa caucus raucous with Andrea Dahlis.
That, of course, being the traditional Iowa punk music. Didn't the punk movement start in, it started in Iowa City, didn't it?
It did not.
Or was it Ames? Was it Ames?
No, but there's a band, a very, I guess, heavy metal band, if you will, called Slipknot, and they have a song called Iowa, which we can't play because I did try to preview it, and it would be basically be, you know, remember the Dean episode we had?
Oh, a lot of bleeps?
Yeah, a lot of bleeps. Oh, too many bleeps.
All right, so you had said Chuck Grassley's in the news?
Chuck Grassley is in the news. That's our caucus term for the day. Pains me to play it, but this is the fight song of the University of Iowa.
We should explain that it pains you because?
I went to the University of Illinois, proud graduate of the U of I. But we're focusing on Iowa today. My goddaughter's about to be a proud graduate in May. But our term today is the full Grassley. What, you ask, is that? Chuck Grassley is Iowa's senior senator. He's served since 1981. He's Republican, previously served the House of Representatives and the Iowa State Legislature. He was the very first candidate, Steve, to visit every single county in Iowa, all 99 counties, to meet and greet voters. He's 80 years old now. He's completed the annual meet and greet, holding at least one meeting with Iowans in each of the state's 99 counties every year since 1980.
Oh, he's still doing it.
Thus comes the term, the full Grassley. Completed what would be...
You made that up. That's actually an Iowa
term.
That's actually a term.
The full Grassley, it's called. It's no small feat. He actually just completed his final, what many believe to be his final, full Grassley last October. And again, it's no small feat. You don't just go, take a picture, and leave. He actually holds town hall meetings. Most of the candidates have tried to mimic this as well.
Hold on, the band was going to play again.
The smallest counties in Iowa include Merrill County, Plymouth County, which has a population of 755, and the smallest, Anthony County, population 567. But he spends the equal amount of time in every county, which is great.
That is impressive.
Yeah, Rick Santorum was the first candidate to do it last year. Mitt Romney did it in 2012. Michelle Bachmann did it, too. She did it in just 10 days, only to finish last place in the caucuses. So this year is what they're billing the 2016 version of the full Grassley. He's going to hit the trail this week, appearing with nearly all of the remaining Republican presidential candidates. So as not to show one candidate he's backing, although it appears that he gave a big show for Donald Trump on Saturday in Iowa. He'll attend campaign events this week for Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
But he's more like Grandpa inviting everybody over to the house.
He says he just wants to make sure a Republican is elected president. So he's backing all of them. Okay. Chris Christie, John Kasich, and Jeb Bush. He's going to appear at rallies with them this week as well. So is it whoever Grassley supports wins? Yes and no. He backed former Senator Bob Dole in 1988, but then Texas Governor George W. Bush in 2000. Now, we can't forget to mention Iowa's junior Republican Senator Joni Ernst, who's made a big showing in her first year in office. She's doing her own campaign swings throughout the state. She appeared with Marco Rubio at a campaign rally in Des Moines on Monday.
Is she endorsing?
She says she's not going to make an announcement until after the caucuses. But this is the second event that she's been at with Rubio.
Okay.
So she's kind of leaning toward him. But again, she says she's not going to make an endorsement until after the caucuses. Grassley, though, will most likely be pulled off the campaign trail this week for his day job. He, again, has not missed a roll call vote on the Senate floor since 1993. And he had a pretty good reason for that. He was with President Bill Clinton after the massive flooding in Iowa. That was in 1993.
That's the last vote he missed?
That was the last vote he missed, 1993.
Well, he's not going to endorse Rubio. Rubio never shows up to vote.
So that is the full Grassley, and that's right, today's Caucus Raucous.
And we'll continue at 626 right after this on 720 WGN. But first...
Hey! Is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.